Blackstone Audio presents Good Calories, Bad Calories, Fats, Carbs, and the Controversial Science of Diet and Health by Gary Taubes. This book was read by Mike Chamberlain. For Sloan and Harry, my family. Prologue: A Brief History of Banting. Farinaceous and vegetable foods are fattening, and saccharine matters are especially so. In sugar-growing countries, the Negroes and cattle employed on the plantations grow remarkably stout while the cane is being gathered and the sugar extracted. During this harvest, the saccharine juices are freely consumed. But when the season is over, the superabundant adipose tissue is gradually lost. Thomas Hawkes Tanner, The Practice of Medicine, 1869. William Banting was a fat man. In 1862, at age 66, the 5'5" Banting, or Mr. Banting of corpulence notoriety, as the British Medical Journal would later call him, weighed in at over 200 pounds. "Although no very great size or weight," Banting wrote, "still I could not stoop to tie my shoe, so to speak, nor attend to the little offices humanity requires without considerable pain and difficulty, which only the corpulent can understand." Banting was recently retired from his job as an upscale London undertaker. He had no family history of obesity, nor did he consider himself either lazy, inactive, or given to excessive indulgence.